weigh in. Down 2 pounds here. Down, what are you down? 3 pounds? Yep.
You about three? No, three four.
Four?
I was 244, I think.
Clint's right at 240.4. I'm at 292.2. Clint started at 262. I started at 310. So we're making some headway.
Keep trending in the right direction,
keep
boys.
Keep getting the L's. Keep getting the L's. All right, weekends best, weekends worst. Thinking about it, sports world, non-sports world, whatever. What's your weekends best, weekends worst? You can send some in on the text line, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in that way as well. I'm going to start with the weekend's best. I like to go with the good. And for me, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I was real familiar with this fella, but Derek Lewis, if you're into UFC, MMA, he had a stunning knockout. It was right where you were was happening where you were.
Mm-hmm.
In Nashville in 35 seconds and beat the brakes off of this Teixeira fella. And I think he holds the most knockouts in the heavyweight division. But he knocked him out and got him a win at UFC. But for me, the reason why he is my weekend's best has more to do to with his post game. His post game, Daniel Cormier.
So you didn't know much about Derek Lewis.
No, I didn't know a lot about him.
Because the only thing I knew about this UFC fighter was that he was from Houston, and he says hilarious things when a mic's put in front
yes,
of him.
Yes, he does. I knew he's from Houston. He also,
is that who this is?
Yeah. Yes. He's the one fella back in the day who said, my balls was hot.
Yes,
and he hits the south side often when he's in the ring.
Oh, this is great.
And my balls was hot.
And so they got him after the mic again. Daniel said, hey, man, you won tonight. Knockout again. What's next? And here is Houston's own Derek Lewis.
What do you want next, my friend?
I've been gone for 2 weeks, so I want my wife next. It's going to be a lot of ground and pounding. Ground and pounding. She know what it is. Find that.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the beast, Derek Lewis.
Oh, my Aaron, God, I missed
clearly,
that.
Clearly, Derek would have handled things a lot better in section 156 if he was posed the question of, hey, going to the bathroom, you coming?
I want my wife next.
Obviously, there's so much in that little small exchange. And she's standing right there. And at first, I'm thinking, oh, my goodness.
Boy, is she ground and pound?
Ground and pound. Is she ready for it? Well, I will say, as I see her stature, beautiful lady, but she looks like she can handle it. She looks like she can handle what he is going to bring to the table.
Oh, did you see a picture?
She's not a picture. She's standing right there.
Oh, she's standing right there.
She's standing right there in front of him. And she's in all white, and she ain't stepping back. Hey, Clint, she ain't stepping back an inch. Hell yeah, it is. Hell yeah, you better come ready is the look in her eye. That fine ass part. That is the best part.
Derek is the best.
Because I don't know how you could tell if he was staring at her.
Fine ass.
The way he was staring at her, boy. He said, I'm telling you, it's a lot of ground and pound going home, baby. Go ahead, Derek. So nasty.
Daniel Cormier can't handle himself.
No, I can't. You see her standing right there. She can handle it. She like she can handle it. She
better have. She married that old boy. If he's into beating the hell out of people, not her, obviously, but fighting towards a fight game, and then leaning into something, boy, she better be able to handle it.
He made it very clear. A lot of ground and pound, if you know what I mean. It's your fine ass. All right, that's my weekend's best. Your weekend's best.
Well, on a little more serious note, Tyler and I was talking about this before, but I think the reports coming out of the hill country with all this flooding going on, my weekend's best is just straight up to the rescue and recovery folks up there, professional and just individuals that are volunteering to help up there, man. It's wild what's going on, and I don't want to let it slip too far from our front of mind, but hell of a deal jumping from that ring that ring occurrence to this, but just keep that front of mind. That's weekend's best, right? Yeah,
that absolutely is weekend's best. All right, what's your weekend's worst?
My weekend's worst is Teddy Bridgewater, Ron. And I don't know if anybody's been paying attention, but Teddy Bridgewater jumped into the high school coaching ranks last year, and won a 3A state title. I believe it was in Miami. I believe it was in Florida.
Where he's from, I think so.
And it was a great deal that for him to do it. And I'll be honest with you, what's happened to Teddy Bridgewater, it wouldn't be that big of a deal for me if it wasn't just egregious. Teddy Bridgewater has been suspended from his position as high school football head coach in Miami for allegedly providing impermissible benefits to his players. Now, look, at that point, I don't have a problem reaching out and helping guys and making ends meet and you know, getting guys to practice and that kind of thing. But you start reading through this thing. By the way, Bridgewater said, hey, look, I'm confirming the suspension. He remains committed to his alma mater, said he'll just he'll assist from the stands if he has to. But what Teddy Bridgewater has reportedly done. I mean, he was.
Yeah, give it to us. Let us know what he's done.
It's thousands and thousands, and it's just egregious, Ron. Let me find the list here. It slipped my eye here, but it's the egregious level of I just don't give a rip that I think really really pushes it to another level. It's paying for you know, players to Uber to practice, paying for meals, paying travel costs, and it's just way over the top of what a high. It's an advantage, boys. It would be a big time advantage. Which, lucky for Teddy Bridgewater, he's not working at the high school anymore, so it's not like he got suspended. It's not he didn't the Florida High School Coaches Association or whatever the governing body is down there.
This is what they're going to hunt down, huh?
Yeah.
This is what they got to get fixed, huh? This is what they got to hunt down to get fixed.
What's that?
Like a guy who's doing, you know, that for kids.
I think this is a bad deal for Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh, you think so?
Well, to me, yeah, I mean, you can't be egregious with it. Like, I think, because this becomes an advantage in today's world of where now players are just going to come to, players and parents are going to flood your school just so that, because your coach has a bunch of money and he can afford to do all these things. It's above and beyond just.
Where did it get egregious for you?
I mean, he's paying Ubers for kids to get to school. I mean that'll or get to practice. That alone is an advantage that other coaches can't afford or can't do. There's a list of four or five things that are just
he was getting breakfast food.
Yeah, he's buying food. He's paying for transportation. And again, the reason is that it's in excess, if you will, if that makes sense. That it's just I got to believe that it's viewed as an advantage for Teddy Bridgewater's team. Again, helping the kids, handout, no problem. I ain't got no problem. But when it gets on the radar of, hey man, this has got to be dealt with. I mean, come on, you got to at least be a little bit more undercover than that.
Said undercover. All right, that's your weekend's worst. My weekend's worst is Tyler Milner.
Yeah, what the hell?
We were, Tyler and I, if you listen Friday, we went to the game on Saturday. The only game of the homestand, the Astros won, so don't say that I'm...
Thought we had a grand time. What happened?
I thought we did. If you remember that game, old Zach Short had a little walk-off there in the bottom of the 11th. Royce Garcia got a hit to give them the lead in the top of the 11th. And then Tyler left.
I did.
Tyler got up and left. Tyler left the game early in the 11th. It was a 6:35 start. So it was like 9:15. Tyler got up, left early. Dip did not see and celebrate Zach Short and his walk-off.
I was struggle bussing, man.
Clearly, I guess. Also, he had put a good amount of money on the share for care, and now I was nice enough, not sure of this, because you know I've never spent on that, but share for care, and I then took a picture of the winning numbers and I sent it to him. So,
and I appreciated that, but you didn't have to. I had the QR code.
I would have deserved a cut. Had that
still trying to take care of you, even though you bounced.
And you bounced. I just as a Tyler Milner, the Tyler Milner fan that I know, to bounce early.
It's a big surprise.
Not the 7th. It's the 11th. It was like
what did you do? Save yourself 30
minutes?
I was hitting a wall, man.
It was like Garcia hit it and they scored and he thought, well, they can't win. That's what it felt like.
I will say this to you. I'm not going to give you any pushback
on this.
Were you
inebriated?
I am the weekend's worst.
Was your Uber there?
I was inebriated, but not a lot. I definitely Ubered home. But yeah, man, no excuses. I hate that I did that. I hate it.
It was,
I deserve to be on that list and be the weekend's worst, and I take it.
It was unbelievable.
Let me circle back to Bridgewater real quick. Show on the stuff. $14,000 for training camp, $9,500 for I think what would be travel uniforms, pregame meals $2,200 a week, recovery $1,300 a week, Uber $700 a week, field paint $300 a week.
Well, maybe some of it was a.
Teddy said to hell with it.
I'm
whatever
down with
y'all
the food,
want,
man. They won a state championship.